Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
The World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre, calling to the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town.
The World Tour of Taunton, yes. And it's just the two of us, because Craig's off taking photographs somewhere, as he does.
Yeah, he's got a very important role of taking photos, and we are in the sunshine.
We are, and it's great. Goodland Gardens is our location at the moment, and there's a bit of an extravaganza going on down here, and it's our old friend Paul who sorted that out. Who's now good? He's listening to the radio as we speak. If he talks into that radio now, come on, is he going to talk?
Oh, look at that evil he's look you gave him.
Running away. Yeah, he's running away. No, Paul is responsible for all, and there's lots of things going on here, so he's chuntering and chattering away into it. But what a fantastic, fantastic day.
It is. It's absolutely gorgeous in Goodlands Gardens, and what an ideal spot to put an event on. And it's been happening since 11 o'clock, and now there's loads of people here.
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Paul, we finally got you tracked down now. You're busy, busy, busy man. So how's it been going so far? What a fabulous day.
We're absolutely blessed with the sunshine here today. So lucky after the last couple of weeks of bad weather.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really, really good. And fantastic turnout. You're on both sides, here and the other side towards the town. And loads and loads of people here already. So you must be pleased with what's happening so far.
Very, very pleased. We've got over 40 stalls and attractions and different rides here today. Lots of entertainment for the children. Coming up at 2:30, we've got the Crazy Kev and Dinky Dino show.
We saw a bit of that, didn't we?
We did. We saw that last year.
And did I see some sort of circus performers around as well?
Yeah, they're here right up until 4:30. So go and have a go with the circus performers.
There's another one. I'm not sure, was it here last year, the Marvellous Events Arts and Crafts?
No, they're actually new this year.
I spotted that.
New workshop, yeah. We've got Marvellous Adventures from Devon. They are doing arts and crafts, all sorts of Easter, different bits and bobs in there.
It's a bit like a big marquee, a big tent, so you can't miss it Now, you did say going on till about 4:30?
Till 4:30 today, yeah. Right. We're here in the park till 4:30. Slightly different change of times from last year. We're going to go on slightly later today till 4:30.
Brilliant. Paul, thanks ever so much. I know I'm going to let you go because you're diving around here and doing lots and lots of things. Busy, busy man. Paul, thanks very much. That's Paul from Paul's Promotions who are running the event today. And we've been here before and it's as good as it ever was.
Yeah, there's loads to see and do. There's loads of stores selling stuff. You can buy fudge. There's cake. So I'm more than happy. And the funniest thing, and we're going to explore it in a minute, right next to the cake stall is...
Slimming World! Yes. Gluten-free, I'm told. Gluten-free. Yes. But anyway, you can't get a better day. It's wall-to-wall sunshine. It's very warm down here. So come on down to Goodland Gardens. And this is operating now until 4:30. And do stay tuned. World Tour of Taunton through until 2.
So the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events taking place in and around the county town.
And we're at one of them.
And we are.
Oh my goodness me.
And that was a balloon.
I thought I'd just been shot.
How did you manage to engineer that then, Jess?
I don't know, but that did scare me a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I'm glad I'm not easily scared, otherwise I could be running to somewhere not a million miles away from here at this moment in time.
Where are we?
That's put us off a little bit here now. Where are we? We're in Goodland Gardens. We're in the town side of Goodland Gardens. And at an event, it's a sort of an Easter extravaganza thing.
Yes.
According to Paul.
Yes, and most importantly, we forgot to mention about the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, we need to. This is going on till 4:30, so come on down. Yeah. If you need to find your way to the fudge tent, yep, which is on the grassed area, and you can then pick up a piece of paper, yep, and there is an Easter egg hunt. And scattered around the concourse here are little pieces of paper with numbers on them. So you've got to follow 1, 2, 3, and each one will give you a clue to the next one. When you've got all the clues, back to the fudge tent, and you might find yourself getting a prize.
Yes, indeed.
It's free. Only for kiddies, by the way, theoretically.
Nah.
But I did speak to Paul earlier on, and he said if they aren't all gone, he's going to eat the egg. So I think we'll have to try and trail through one and have a prize-winning certificate in our back pocket, just in case.
We can have an egg.
Right, now that leads me rather neatly on, talking about chocolate eggs. to a very good mate of mine who I've known for quite some time. This is Colette, and Colette is part of the Slimming World team here. We got a little bit of a giggle about this in a minute, but we'll go on to that in a minute. Good afternoon, Colette. How are you doing, darling?
Good morning, Terry. I'm all right, thank you.
Good show. As far as the setup is here, what you're looking to do is to obviously tell people about Slimming World, what it all does. Tell us a little bit about why Slimming World is the one to go for.
Because you can still eat loads. You can eat to satisfy your appetite. You don't ever have to go hungry. And with our free foods, there is so much choice. And it's all natural, whole foods.
And also, you've got loads of publications. And I have been, as Jason knows, I've been to Slimming World myself. And the publications you've got are absolutely brilliant.
They are. The recipe books is family-friendly foods that you can still enjoy, meals for everyone, and we can still have pizza, we can have burgers.
We can have breakfasts.
Yeah, breakfast. All
There's
of
some giggles
meals.
Behind me here.
And all of your snacks too.
Yeah. Colette, now, Slimming World seems to be all over the place. I mean, there's lots and lots of different places that they can go and lots of different times of the day.
Absolutely. All through the week, every weekday and evening, except Sundays and Friday evening. You will find a local group where you can get to Slimming World.
And onto the website, we'll tell you where those groups are.
It will, slimmingworld.co.uk. Tap in your postcode there and you'll find a whole list of your local groups and you'll be very welcome to attend any of them.
And yours is still down at Lizzie Way?
At Riverside Church and at St James Church Hall.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff. It's great. I've been there myself and testament to what happens when you don't go.
True, but you were telling me, Terry, about how supportive the group are and how it's not deemed as a kind of a bad thing when you put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah, I think this is vitally important, especially for people who may be thinking that Little Britain is actually what this is all about and you get really told off if you don't do it. It has happened, I have to say, but this lady here, she was the one that if you let's say you put on some weight, rather than throwing something at you, it was, okay, is there anything we can do to help? No, I know what I've done wrong. Fine, on to the next one. Mm. And not a question of, oh, my God. That's fair to say, isn't it?
It is, and that's a really important part of Slimming World. And what makes us unique is the support that you get in group. And that is just so motivating. And it's where we all care for one another.
What I found, if I'm honest, is that that sense of belonging. And it's not just women, I have to say. There was certainly at Bishop's Hole where I went, there was quite a few guys there.
Oh, we've got loads of men all over Taunton attending Slimming World and doing really, really well.
But it's like
too.
A family, isn't it? It's all like a family and everybody supports everybody else.
It really is.
Yeah. So if you are looking to lose a bit of weight, and God knows most of us need to, then you need to pop. There is a small charge, but that covers lots of things. It covers the books, it covers your introduction, it covers the fact that these guys are doing what they do. And I'm just looking at the load of fruit of the. There's a raffle. There's a raffle down here where you can win about 150 quid's worth of fruit by the looks of it. Brilliant.
And veg.
And the other thing alongside it is those bars there. Okay, look at those, all right?
Yeah.
I know it's radio, so it's difficult, isn't it, really? But there are a little chocolate bar, double chocolate. There's an orange bar one as well.
Devour
and
I've
got a feeling they're one. Was they one sin? Are they one? I think they're one.
Three.
Three. Well, three sins each bar?
Yes.
Oh, dear, I better stop taking the three or four that I do in the afternoon. Colette, thanks very much. Thanks guys.
Thank you.
Come along and just chat to the girls here. It's right opposite the Bouncy Castle on the concreted side of Lizzie Way. Gardens. Yeah.
And it's also next to the homemade cake store.
Right, and we're going to go and have a chat with the lady
because
from the homemade cake store in a moment.
At Slimming World, you can eat your cake
you
still.
You can. Yeah.
We're going to go sample the cakes.
We're going to sample the cakes. World Tour of Taunton. Jason and Terry, through till 2. Stick with us.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. The World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online. Search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Terry, Goodlands Gardens, and we've moved from Slimming World, where I was slightly uncomfortable, to now homemade cakes, where I'm fitting right in.
We are. This is the town side of Goodlands Gardens, and the sun is shining. It's brilliant.
Beautiful.
Brilliant. Now, you'll never have heard of this lady before. We have spoken to her on many occasions. Juliet, good morning, darling. How are you doing? It's good afternoon. Well, it's been like, to be honest, nothing's sort of changed much during the course of the day.
No, it hasn't. And you
I don't.
Sit in the same place.
But then I do the breakfast show, you see, so everything. everything's good morning as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, we had a little bit of a giggle earlier on because we came along and spoke to Colette and the girls at Swimming World and then looked alongside and we thought, homemade cakes. But they're homemade cakes with a difference, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're all gluten, wheat and dairy free. So if you're wheat intolerant or you're a celiac, they're perfectly safe for you
now,
to eat.
So. When it comes to gluten, I've always thought of gluten intolerance. And I basically thought, if you were gluten intolerant, you ate it, you just got an upset stomach. But if you're a celiac, it can be a lot worse.
If you're a celiac and you're gluten and wheat intolerant, or you're a full-blown celiac, it can make you very ill. It's the gluten that's in nearly everything that we eat, and it can make you very sick. So I tend to stay away from normal cake.
And somebody was saying here just a minute ago that even a crumb of something with gluten in it could cause that type of reaction.
Yeah, if I had normal cake with normal flour next to a cake that's gluten and wheat free, and then I cut them both with the same knife, that could potentially make somebody very ill.
Right. So it's just Do you suffer worth. From this, or are you just someone who's helping people out who suffer from this?
I've got a wheat intolerance. I was born with hiatus hernia, so I've got a wheat intolerance linked to that. So I tend to stick to this now.
So if it's not got wheat and it's not got dairy and stuff, what has it got in it?
The flour that we use is called Dove's Farm, and it's a different type of flour. And they take the proteins taken out, like what normal flour would have in it. So the protein's taken out, and then you have to put something back into it to bind the cake. Well, I've learnt the hard way where I've done cakes before without xanthan gum in, which is the binder.
Yeah.
And if you don't put it in, it goes like sand.
Right.
It just collapses totally. And that is the binder, so it's safe to eat then for celiacs.
Right, brilliant. Well, looking across, you wouldn't know, Jace, I'm going to bring Jason in here. You wouldn't know looking at him. I mean, there's a Vanilla Delight there, there's Coffee Sponge, and I have to say,
Bakewell.
They do taste absolutely superb.
I can tell you, these absolutely taste like every single cake you would buy. There is no difference, and I can vouch for that. We've had many cakes from your stand before.
Yeah, we have.
We're going to today. It's absolutely beautiful cakes. You would not notice it, so don't be put off with a sign saying, you know, gluten and wheat free.
And also, I mean, looking at them, I love those Vanilla Delights. That'll be heading in my general direction in a minute.
The buttercream is like normal buttercream. It tastes no different. It's just dairy free.
I've just got to be careful. I'm just conscious of Colette and Kay's eyes boring into my back from the swimming.
I'll put it in a bag for you and you can hide off.
Swimming World next door.
I know why they're sold in brown paper bags now, so they can get away from Swimming World. Don't take me notice.
Now, there's a lady that's just arrived at the store here. What's your name?
Jane.
And you have eaten these cakes before?
I certainly haven't I?
So, what do you think of them?
I think they're beautiful, and it saves me making them.
So you don't make them anymore then? You just come along and buy them from Juliet?
Just buy from Juliet if I want them.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. Well, I think it's time for us to shut up.
And sample.
And sample.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm going to have the cherry Bakewell cake. Oh, that's...
No, Vanilla Delight for me.
I'll trust you to go
for
that one.
This is the World Tour of Taunton. We are at Goodland Gardens for the Fun Day Extravaganza, sponsored by or put on by Paul's Promotions. It's here until 4:30. So do come on down. And if you're a youngster, or even, I suppose, if you're an older person, there is an Easter egg hunt. You need to go to the fudge shop.
Yes.
All details there. Follow a little trail, and you could end up with a prize at the end of it.
Yes, a wonderful little Easter egg.
Indeed. But what a fantastic day!
I know, the weather is blessed. There's a few clouds in the sky, but they're not going to come with any rain today.
We've been playing with the rain for the last couple of weeks, so this is really brilliant. World Tour of Taunton. Taunton's 107.8, Taunton FM.
The World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town, and we'll be heading there later on this afternoon. But at the moment, we're at Goodland Gardens.
We are in the beautiful, beautiful sunshine. And we've tracked down Paul. Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing?
Hello there. Not too bad, thank you.
Now, you are marvellous adventurers.
We certainly are. Right. That's right. Well done for getting it right.
And I know there's a large marquee. Tell us about what's happening inside that marquee.
We're doing all sorts today. We're doing arts and crafts. We're doing yo-yo decorating, pottery painting, all kinds of things that the kids and adults can come down and have a go.
So it's both children and adults
it
as well?
It certainly is, yeah. You're never too old to do some arts and crafts.
And how long have you been doing this then, Paul?
About the last 2 years. We volunteered on our local village fair committee and realised people were enjoying what we were putting on. So we've been, you know, turned it into a business and we've been going strong ever since. So it's been good fun.
And how many, you get loads and loads of people? I would think it's really good fun. You get
loads of people coming in. Well, the kids don't really have the chance to get messy at home, you know, do lots of painting and stuff. Right. So we give them the opportunity to do it. So.
And do you need any sort of expertise or anybody can go in and just have a try?
Anyone can have a go, yeah. It's completely from novice upwards. So, you know, anyone can come and have a go. You're more than welcome.
And you're going to be seen around and about the area in the next sort of couple of months or so, all through the summer?
We certainly are, yeah. We're fully booked now. We're down at the Milky Way in Biddeford during Easter holidays. We're down there doing a grotto,
right.
Easter Bunny grotto. So, yeah, we're here, there and everywhere at various
Brilliant.
Events.
So we're keeping an eye on. I think it's absolutely superb. And as you say, I'm not very good at all, but I'm a great believer in arts and crafts because we got to keep the art of arts and crafts, that makes sense,
That's
alive.
It, exactly, yeah.
Otherwise, we let that go, we let a lot of stuff go,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, there's lots of funding cuts and stuff in colleges and education now, so there's, you know, it's a real shame, so we can't let it die out.
And do the guys get to take away any of the stuff that they do?
Yes, everything they make, they get to take home with them today. So.
Brilliant, brilliant. Paul, thanks ever so much.
That's right, thank you.
Hope it gets a good day. What a fantastic day.
It certainly is. Lovely to see a bit of sunshine.
Isn't it just? That's Paul from, he's going away again. Marvellous Adventures, that's it. He had to turn around for me to look at him again, which is awful, isn't it? Awful. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Are you arty-farty then?
Absolutely not. It's in my family. My dad can draw beautifully. I draw like a two-year-old.
So
I'm
do
dreadful.
I. If it's a stick, if, you know, it's a matchstick
men.
Oh, I do them. Do stick insects and stuff like that. I've always wanted to, though.
Oh, yes.
You know, you see, so my nephew in Australia, he did the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, right.
The one from the comic.
Not Marvel.
The
one
and he's just brilliant. And people who do things like that to me are absolutely fantastic. I couldn't do it. I couldn't even bother.
There is so much to see and do down here. I'm still trying to eat my cake, by the way. There's even pizza, fudge, ice cream. And there's this thing that you strap yourself in and bounce up and down, so you bring up the ice cream, the pizza, and the fudge.
And I'm not allowed on it.
No, it's slightly for the smaller ones, but a great big trampoline that you can hook yourself on. There's loads to do down in Goodlands Gardens. So if you're in town or you want to make your way in, then come down and see what's happening in Goodlands Gardens.
Absolutely, and I can see over there the circus performers have started, and you can go and have a try. We might have to. This show's a bit of a circus, to be honest, isn't it? Really?
Yes, but, it is a little bit. Yeah.
World Tour of Taunton, and come on down to Goodland Gardens. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details on events in taking a place, nearly got it wrong, in and around our county town. And we've done that because we went on our very own events website, because we've got a calendar on turnfm.co.uk, and spotted this event that was happening this morning in Goodlands Gardens, and it's fabulous.
It's brilliant.
Really good.
The feather. I tell you what, if it's any consolation, Darren can't even get the Perry and Price bit on a breakfast show any morning.
I have heard.
We'll be doing it for months. it's Goodlands Gardens, and the sun is shining. It's just fantastic. It's a brilliant day today. This little extravaganza going on.
Yeah.
It's a bit. I mean, you have. We've been to see Slimming World.
Yes.
And the Cakes Next Door.
Yeah, and the Cakes Next Door. Don't tell anybody.
It's just brilliant.
Don't tell anybody.
And various other bits and pieces going on. One thing to let you know about, this is going on until 4:30.
Yes.
But there is this Easter egg hunt.
There is, yes. A free Easter egg hunt. All you need to do is go to the fudge store, get the little slip of paper, and you can do an egg hunt in and around Goodlands Gardens. And there's a treat if you collect all the kind of prizes at the end of it. And there is a little reward for you.
Yeah, and we've already done it. So if there's any eggs left, we'll just present at the end of the day.
Yeah,
no,
indeed.
No, we haven't.
There is so much. Let's just say, pizza, cake.
Yes.
We've even spotted reptiles that we both quickly walked away from. Bouncy castle,
the crafts, the magic, circus, on it goes.
There is so much to see down here, whether you're 3 years old or 33. There's loads to do, or older.
Right, we're going to run up to the news at the top of the hour now. This is the World Tour of Taunton. We're here until 2 o'clock, but we're going to relocate back to very close to where the studios are, because there's some stuff going on at the Taunton Visitor Centre. Tell you all about that after 1 o'clock.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online, search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. And that is where we are. We are in the Taunton's Visitor Centre.
We are indeed. We have moved from Goodland Gardens, where the extravaganza is going on. Regrettably, we've come in out of the fabulous sunshine that's outside, because it's a real brilliant, brilliant day. But we've come into the Visitor Centre because it's the start of a week of stuff going on.
Yes, it is. It's all about tourism in the UK, and the Visitor Centre are going to have different people showcasing some of the highlights here in Taunton and the surrounding areas that you can go and visit. And some of these places I didn't know we had.
Well, actually, you're right, and I'm a little bit the same with me, because today in the Taunton Visitor Centre, which I think is through until 5 o'clock, in the sort of the entrance lobby, is an exhibition of the Willows and Wetlands Visitor Centre, which is situated, if you didn't know where it was, just outside Stoke St Gregory. So it's between Stoke St Gregory and North Curry, and probably the best way to get to it is up to the Thorn Falcon Lights, turn left again towards North Curry, and just keep going.
Yeah.
But there are photographs here, and it is absolutely huge. I didn't realise it was this big.
No, and some of the wonderful crafted stuff. We've got baskets, we've got chairs, we've got
I love that, with a top hat.
Is it a post box?
I think it is, yeah.
It's a post box.
You put your letters in there and there it goes. Absolutely brilliant. Now, there's lots and lots of things happening all over the summer at the Willows and Wetlands Visitor Centre. We can't possibly tell you it all, which means you need to come down and find out for yourself, because there's a leaflet you can pick up. But a flavour is that there's going to be an Easter Farmers Market. That's on Saturday the 15th of April between 10 and 2. So that'll be a good one to go and see. There are going to be various willow sculpture days over the course of the summer, where you can go along and watch and try your hand at an animal, a heron or a crane or a goose or even a deer. Just try your hand at what's going on. And this is another one for me, the basket making workshops. Again, August to November. But do you fancy doing a bit of this then?
It must be a wonderful craft to have, to be able to sculpture things in willow. Me not being very arty and crafty, I don't think I'd be any good.
I did some years ago. I did have a try, because it's sort of, if you take one of these small baskets, you basically have a base.
Yeah.
And then you put, it's a bit like Bayco. If you ever, you may not remember Bayco, which was the forerunner of Lego years ago.
Oh, right.
Where you built out of, so you've got a base, and then you put willows, upright willows, in the base, holes in the base, and then you actually intertwine the other ones around and build it up, sculpt it up. I have to say, I wasn't very good, and when it came to the intricate bits, I stopped and somebody else did it. But I thought it was really brilliant, and what an art, what an absolute art. We'll put some pictures up on our Facebook page, especially this, the one of this, I think it's a postbox.
I think it's a postbox.
It is. So anyway, this is the Taunton Visitor Centre, right in the centre of town at the Market House. And the exhibitions are going to go on all this week. It's English Tourism Week. And we'll be talking to Jane in a short while, and she'll be telling us all about what's happening along the rest of the week. World Tour of Taunton, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
The World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online, search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
And here we are, still at the Taunton Visitor Centre, because there's some bits and pieces going on. And unfortunately, the lurgy seems to have descended on the guys today, and Jane can hardly speak in the corner. And
I can hear people saying, thank goodness
for
that.
I know, there's people there. So a very, very trepidatious Katie. And good afternoon, Katie. You don't seem to be suffering from the lurgy at the moment, then. Are you okay?
No, because I've already had it and I've given it to everyone else.
Oh, so it's your fault then, isn't it?
Technically, it's my child's fault.
Oh, right. Say no more. Oh, that's right. Always blame the children. I love that. Now, this is the start of English Tourism Week, and we've got the fabulous exhibition out there from the Willow and Wetlands Trust. But you're going to have exhibitions out there all week. Tell us a little bit about what else you've got on during the course of the week.
Okay, so on Monday and Tuesday, we have the West Somerset Railway.
Right.
Here. So they're going to be in the lobby I don't know, from about 10 o'clock till about 4 o'clock each day. And you can also buy West Somerset Railway Day Rover tickets here as well, 10% off, so might be worth popping in.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah.
And then on Wednesday, we have the Aerosaurus hot air balloon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people, they're coming in on Wednesday to see us. And on Thursday, we have e-bikes, which is nationwide e-bikes.
Yeah, we had the gentleman from e-bikes came in to do an interview with Darren because they had an open day last week, and that's pretty good. For someone like me, who hates bikes, and if I can go up to 50 mile an hour with an electric motor, that'll do me. Okay, and finishing off on Friday
with National Trust.
Right, so there's lots and lots of good stuff going on.
Yes, definitely. So pop in and see us.
And of course, setting aside that, there's lots of other things that people need to come in and see, stuff they could buy, tickets and that sort of thing.
Yeah, we've got lots and lots of event tickets coming in at the moment, and we've got lots of new stock as well, things you can purchase with Taunton and Somerset on.
Brilliant stuff. Katie, that was very good. I know you didn't want to do that particularly well. Thanks, Katie. That's Katie from the Taunton Visitors Centre, and what's important is that this... the Taunton Visitor Centre covers everything. It covers obviously all the events, but there's a whole load of stuff here as well.
Yeah, anything about Taunton you want to know or want to buy, you can find it here.
You can
just
even
pop in.
Even Whortleberry jam. Do you know what a Whortleberry is?
No,
I don't know what a Whortleberry is either, but apparently somebody will tell us what it is, a Whortleberry jam. This is the World Tour of Taunton, and between now and 2 o'clock, we're going to be at the Visitors Centre at the start of English Tourism Week. So do stay with us, Taunton's 107.8 on FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a world tour Taunton supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our wonderful, fabulous county town.
And it's been a wonderful, fabulous morning, that's for sure. We've moved around the town, starting off at Goodland Gardens.
Yes, and I must say, Taunton is at its best when it's sunny, and it's been beautiful today. So let's keep our fingers crossed for the next few weekends, but it's been lovely. And Goodlands Gardens is still going on until about 4:30.
4:30, I think.
It's kind of a family fun day, loads of stuff down there, bouncy castles, loads of things to eat and drink, and loads for the little ones to do.
Easter
I'll say little
egg
ones.
Hunt. Easter egg hunt, yeah. That's the one that's taken my fancy, I've got to be honest, because you get an Easter egg at the end of it, so that's obviously the one. Right now, we moved from there to the Market House in Taunton, actually below our very own studios, to the Taunton Visitor Centre. It's the start of English Tourism Week, and there's lots and lots of stuff going on across the week. Exhibitions primarily in the front, like the foyer. And the exhibition today is the Willows and Wetlands Visitor Centre, and that's situated between Stoke St Gregory and North Curry. And there are lots of items here of willow-made stuff.
Yeah, some beautiful items here that you can browse and have a look at. And all the information about their wonderful place that you can go and see, which is between kind of North Pemberton and Stoke St Gregory, and you can go and visit the Willows and Wetlands Visitor Centre over there. Yeah, I got a bit confused there.
Right, well that's it. Now, Craig has disappeared and he's doing a bit of photography.
He is.
So you're going to go and try and find him and say hello. I'm going to go back and have a bit of a rest because my band's got a gig later on this evening. A little bit of a plug, do join me tomorrow at 12 o'clock during Eclectic Sunday for I Love the 60s. 2 hours of non-stop 60s, and then I'll be back with the lunatic that is Darren Cullum, because Darren's away with his caravan for the first time.
Oh, good grief.
Right, he's towing it down to a fixed point.
He won't make it.
And I haven't heard from him, but it should be quite a good topic of conversation during the breakfast show on Monday. That's between 7 and 9. So what are you up to for the rest of the day then, Jace?
I'm going to have a wander around town like many people today, because town is buzzing. So, whatever you're doing in and around Taunton, hope you have a great afternoon.
Brilliant. Come on down to Taunton Town Centre, because it's pretty good. This was the World Tour of Taunton, supported by Taunton Visitors Centre, and this is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.